So in order to understand Chiron in Aries, we need to understand what Chiron in Pisces was about. Now, keep in mind that Chiron has been in Aries since 2018, but you and I have not known each other that long. So that's okay, because the theme of Chiron in Aries will continue to be the same until it's there, till 2026, and it's only going to unfold. So let's go a little bit back in time. From 2011 to 2018, Chiron was in Pisces. And Chiron in Pisces was the boom of spirituality, yoga, meditation, retreats, stones, not astrology just yet, but it was almost there. Now, with Chiron in Pisces, we learned that spirituality was available for everyone at any moment, that it didn't have to look like anything specific. For instance, like a religion or having to go to a church or a temple. It was the discovery, if you will, that we are, in fact, spiritual beings. Now, when I say discovery, this isn't something that was discovered just 10 years ago, but my point is that it became popular in the mainstream, and that's why we saw a boom of it. So, like I mentioned in the previous audio, Chiron's story goes through different levels, right? We go through the level of victimization, perpetrator, and then healer. And mind you, those are very, very strong words. And in the way that this astrologer used it, she expands on those terms. So don't think of those terms so harshly, because in order to understand them the way that they were written, you need to read the whole book. And for me to go over the whole book would be, you know, a multiple hour audio. But anyway, this is about understanding that even that quote-unquote spirituality boom took its course. So it went from this recognition that we all have this internal spiritual wound, and we were all victimized by it. So let's say that during this time, you were going through a string of unsuccessful relationships, one after the other, after the other. And instead of doing something about it, you just kept blaming the partners that you kept attracting. Well, they are such and such, and they don't give me this, and they this, and they that. It was only pointing the finger out with no way to look within. That is the victimization part of Chiron in Pisces, where we get so fully enthralled in the pain of the situation that we don't take a step back to look within. We're just looking out because there is something safe about that space. All right. Now, let's elevate that to the next level, which is the perpetrator part. So we went on to having these relationships, these quote unquote unsuccessful relationships. And in those relationships, we took out with the next partner what the previous partner did to us. And we would lash out, and we would take it out on them, and we would be angry at them, and we would blame them for certain things, right? We were attacking this person that had nothing to do with a previous relationship. Finally, the healer part was us coming to terms with the fact that the common denominator in all of those relationships was ourself, and we began to look within. Now, with Chiron in Pisces, that's where it stopped. It stopped by looking within and not necessarily doing anything about it, okay? And this is interesting. This is different because there's a fine line. There's a fine line in saying, okay, this is what I need to change in my relationships. That wasn't fair that I did that to the other person, regardless of how that person treated me. I could have been the bigger person. I could have left. Just an array of things. And I feel that we can all relate to that example in one way, shape, or form, because I feel that, again, in one way, shape, or form, we've all experienced that scenario. Come Chiron in Aries in 2018. Chiron in Aries says, okay, you now understand what it's like to honor and acknowledge your pain, to understand where it comes from, to recognize that you are the common denominator in these constant manifestations in your life. Chiron in Aries is saying, all right, honey, what are you going to do about it? Not just processing, not just talking about it, but what are you really going to do to get out of this processing, victimized mentality and actually move forward in a new direction? Because remember, Aries is the courageous warrior ruled by Mars that all it wants to do is move forward, move ahead, go, go, go. So Chiron in Aries is saying, yes, acknowledge your wound, acknowledge your pain, but really, there is no more time to process it anymore. Essentially, Chiron in Aries is telling us to grow up. It gets to a certain point where our pains and our wounds and our traumas and all of the things that we've been through can no longer be used as excuses to continue behaving in the same way. Chiron in Aries is very much about tough love. All right, this is it. You know what's up. You know what your traumas are. You know what your pains are. You know what your hurts are. You can't remain there anymore. It's no longer an excuse. This is another way of not being able to unsee what we've seen. Because once we've seen what we've seen about ourselves, and once we become clear about it, we can no longer use it as an excuse. Look, Chiron and Saturn have a really close connection to one another in the zodiac. That's a whole nother lesson. And so if Saturn and Chiron have a connection to one another in the zodiac, and Saturn represents responsibility, then Chiron is going to play off of that. And right now, we have Chiron in Aries and Saturn in Aquarius. Saturn in Aquarius is detachment. Detachment of any sentimentality, any feelings, any victimhood, any of that stuff. We're completely detached from it, and we're being responsible adults and building a new future by thinking outside the box. So all of a sudden, even that term, thinking outside the box, takes a different tone, because to think outside the box means sometimes to think outside of our structured thoughts. And sometimes our structured thoughts are structured around victimhood mentality. So, and with Saturn in Aquarius and Chiron in Aries, they're at a sextile from one another. A sextile in astrology is when two planets are at 60 degrees from one another. And it's interesting because it's not given much credit and it's not given much importance in the zodiac. But when two planetary bodies are sextiling one another, they are as if they're playing in the background. I don't know how many of you know much about music, but the bass in a band is absolutely necessary to give the sound of the entire band an oomph. If you ever listen to any tracks or any demos, without a bass, it sounds flat. But as soon as you throw in the bass, there is an extra layer to all of that music. And the bass is usually just a few chords, nothing too complicated, but it is absolutely necessary. To me, that is what a sextile represents. It's in the background, it's very simple, but it's so, so important. So it's a lesson that we're constantly learning. Right now, Saturn being in Aquarius, yes, it's teaching us to build brand new realities by thinking outside the box. And its slight connection to Chiron in Aries is saying, in this new reality that you're building, your excuses are no longer valid. You've had enough time to process. You've had enough time to get clear. You've had enough time to make decisions about the person that you want to be. And so now it's time to move forward. Let those wounds, pains, experiences make you strong so that as you build a new future and as you grow and as you evolve, you become a healer and an example to those around you. Because remember, Saturn in Aquarius is about what are we building for the greater good. And this doesn't mean that we have to donate to foundations, that we have to build or make a nonprofit. No, it means that in this case, for instance, in a very personal way, how are we going to show others that in spite of our experiences, in spite of our entire foundation being ripped from underneath us, we still got up and managed to move forward with our heads up high and a newer sense of self, courageously. That is what Chiron in Aries is about. Now, Chiron in Aries retrograde, this is about really, really internalizing the courage. So, from July 15th to December 19th, we are going to really, really look within, and these wounds are going to come up. Notice how Chiron is going retrograde while we have Saturn retrograde, Jupiter retrograde, Uranus retrograde, Neptune retrograde. All of the planets are currently retrograde. And so we are coming out of a time in which we had the eclipses, all of that stuff happened. We're in the new moon in Cancer right now. And so we're trying to build that which nurtures us. But as the cosmos always have it, the cosmos are constantly checking us. They're constantly checking us. And honestly, that's why life may feel so tough at times. That's why it may feel like, what the hell? I'm feeling good. And then something comes up. And that's why it is up to us, very Chiron in Aries-like, to look at the things that come up in life and say, you know what? What is this really trying to teach me? This isn't just me saying this because I've read it, because it makes you feel good. Not at all. Life is really about looking at it as, what is this situation trying to teach me now? And not victimize ourselves, especially not with a Chiron in Aries retrograde. So, the things that are meant to come up for you within the next couple of months are meant to really wash away that victimhood mentality and bring out the courageous warrior in you. Because we all have it within us. Look, especially with a ton of Pisces energy coming in next year, the last thing we need is to fall into the lower manifesting energy of Pisces, which is victimhood. If we focus on looking at whatever life brings our way over the next several months till December as lessons for us to grow and become stronger, and nothing other than that, then by the time that Jupiter hits Pisces through most of 2022, we are going to embrace and really touch on the higher manifesting energy of Pisces, which is spirituality, freedom, a sense of peace within, because we understand that we have the wherewithal to take life on. Okay, so Chiron in Aries is asking us to really harness the warrior within, not by fighting the world, not by resisting life's experiences that come our way, but by simply asking ourselves, what is this trying to teach me? How am I supposed to grow from this? Now, this doesn't mean that we don't acknowledge any sadness, any pain, anything that comes up. That doesn't mean that at all. What it does mean is that because we did learn to acknowledge it and honor it, we do give it time to process, but we do not spend our time there and use that space as an excuse to not move forward. Okay? That's what Chiron in Aries is all about. So, one thing I leave you with is, perhaps ask yourself, put this question up somewhere, leave it up somewhere so that you can come back to it and know that you are not a victim of circumstance, you are not a victim of life, that life is just trying to teach you something. What have my past hurts taught me about who I am now? What have my past hurts taught me about who I am now? How have my past hurts led me to be the strong person that I am now? And I know that those two questions are very similar, but answer them. Answer them anyway and see what comes up in each one of them. Okay? I hope this is helpful.